Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Doing pretty good, thanks. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always great to be here.
Well, we were talking about a film being made here in Western New York, I think about a year ago, if it was maybe, you know, give or take a few months. It was called Crown Vic.
Yeah, Crown Vic was a feature film shot here last summer. And we actually stood in for Los Angeles, California. We doubled for L.A., and people from Western New York saw LAPD cars rolling all over town when director and writer Joel Souza shot his police thriller here. So, you know, the story is about one night of, of a rookie officer and a seasoned officer on the LAPD and kind of the danger that they face. But it was all filmed here in Buffalo, and that's actually going to be premiered in a couple of weeks here at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City. So we're really, you know, pleased to see the fruits of our labor, being shown there. And then there are two other films with a Buffalo connection that'll be there as well. So it's kind of neat just to see it all happen.
And those two films, they're not necessarily dramas, but one is, it's called Buffaloed, and then the other one is a documentary.
Yeah, Buffaloed was actually shot mostly in Toronto, but they were here for a little bit, shooting some scenes. But yeah, there's a documentary that'll be on display there. It's called A Woman's Work, The NFL Cheerleader Problem. And we had this great young director, Yu Gu, who was in town and documented this sort of battle for, you know, cheerleaders in the NFL for fighting, you know, for fair wages and, you know, so forth and legal employment practices, as they allege. And part of that was shot here and involved some local former Buffalo Jills, believe it or not. So so they were in town. They went to a Bills game and did some tailgating and that kind of thing. So it was, you know, that's another one that is now all of a sudden, coincidentally, coming out in the Tribeca Film Festival. And, you know, the Tribeca Film Festival is one of the great New York festivals that wasn't started that long ago. It was right after 9/11 that actor Robert De Niro and a couple of others realized that, hey, to get the city of New York sort of back together again, they formed this film festival thing. And it's really become a very, very prominent place to display these new works of the emerging artists. And we're so proud to be part of that this year.
I just want to go back and mention that Buffalo was the connection to Buffalo, in addition to some scenes being shot here, was that it was written by a Nichols School graduate, Brian Sacca.
Right. And Brian is a guy who got notoriety because his story was first featured in a magazine and then picked up, and sold to Hollywood. You know, it's another great, interesting story that is set here in Buffalo, but unfortunately wasn't shot all here. But still, it's it gives us some great pleasure that we were able to, you know, help him a little bit as he came to town.
All I can say, Tim, is that if Buffalo can look like L.A., Toronto can look like Buffalo. Just don't show those speed limit signs. Tim, once again, we've hit the time wall. I have to say goodbye.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always a privilege to be on the air with you and your listeners.
Well, my guest is Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner Tim Clark. And as always, Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Pat.
I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.